time for Message in the Bottle. Brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. We welcome in Eric Meehan. Hello, Eric.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
Doing well, thank you. How are you this afternoon?
I'm all right. I've got the shop locked up for the next 15 minutes, so hopefully everybody is literate and actually bothers to read the signs that say I'm on the radio as opposed to just standing at the door knocking and so forth. And if anybody out there in Radio Land is driving to the store hoping to patronize us, we will be reopening at 5.
Just be patient. Enjoy the beautiful day.
It's quite nice out, really. Although, I don't know. I say that, but I'm sure if I was actually outdoors for like 15 minutes, I'd be like, oh, I can't. I'm very soft in that way. But yeah, no, whatever, you know. And besides that, you know, just crazy times at not just the Meehan household, but I'm pretty sure every household preparing to launch into another school year full of uncertainty and such. And heck, that's just because I have kids in school, forgetting everything else. So yeah. But beyond that, you know, things are good. Things are, you know, we're here in the wine industry, we're concerning ourselves a lot with the fact that there's going to be some major shortages from varying parts of the world over the next couple of years. And we're trying to figure out how to do that, maybe how to pivot, how to sell people wines that maybe they're not necessarily thinking they're coming in to get. Coming up with alternatives from other parts of the world. So that's actually been kind of tricky. For those of you who don't know, Burgundy basically lost most of their 20 and 21 vintages. The Loire Valley, try getting Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc right now. It's well nigh on impossible. So, people out there, you know, the wine buying public should know that, and you know, along with everything else that's sort of been in short supply, you know, for varying reasons, just know that we're all of us out in the wine world are doing our best to figure out the best way around this and through it. But that's kind of what I've been doing over the past week.
That's enough. That's enough to keep any man up nights.
Yeah. Well, no, what's keeping me up nights is the Giants. But that's not the point.
Well, they'll figure it out against the Patriots Sunday, don't you worry.
Oh, no doubt. Yes, no doubt. Of course, they're going up against Alabama's favorite son, and oh my gosh, no, the Giants are done. I've already written them off.
Wow.
Okay. All I had to see was what was Washington's Chase Young just making fools out of people, and I'm like, we have to see him twice a year. That's all. That's all it took for me. I'm like, it's over. He's going to break somebody. He is going to break somebody hard. And I wish he was mine. I do. We're heading south. We're in Italy. We're heading south this week. Southern Italy is as diverse as essentially it comes. So this will be all over the place. We'll do our best. Southern Italy, also known as Mezzogiorno, literally midday. It encompasses the southern section of the continental peninsula, the island of Sicily, and usually that includes the island of Sardinia as well, where a lot of actually really, really excellent wines are now starting to come out of. It generally coincides with the administrative regions of Italy of Abruzzo, Apulia, Basilicata, Campania, Calabria, Molise, Sicily, and Sardinia. Mediterranean climate, obviously. You see fuller, richer wines. You see just an inordinate amount of varieties. We'll touch on a couple of them here, but it's extraordinarily crazy. Full of history. They think that the Greeks, basically, there's Greek presence in southern Italy that they've found dating to the 8th century before the Common Era. Obviously, you know, I don't have to tell anybody out there that the Greeks were really the ones that started to bring grapes everywhere, and fortunately, of course, bringing them to Italy it started an explosion that we're still sort of feeling today. Tremendous stories, tremendous historical value there. One of my favorite, Lacrima Christi, produced on the slopes of Mount Vesuvius. Lacrima Christi means the tears of Christ. The thought is that the soil there is so fertile because Christ wept there where Lucifer fell. Of course, we all know now that it's the extraordinarily rich volcanic soil. But hey, it's a good story. It's fun. Another wine from Calabria, Cremisa, was used to toast athletes in the Olympics, not the recent ones. I mean, the original Olympics. This was great. This is one. Oh my God! Don't we all need this in Calabria as well? Archaeologists have found a venoduct there. What is that? That literally was a system for carrying wine from its production site to homes in the nearby area. I mean, why did we stop learning from these people? We just stopped at water. I mean, come on, people. I don't need to tell people that, you know, probably a lot of the reasons that the Romans were so good at trade and making roads steady and such like that is because trade was important, and a big part of the trade was booze. It was a hugely important part of their trade down there. And it was the first time that really you started to see, you know, great wines from here being appreciated over here. So just kind of interesting to think about. I mentioned a lot of grape varieties, ones that you've probably heard of that are important. I mentioned the area around Mount Vesuvius. There you have the grape Aglianico. Aglianico, for anybody who likes bigger, bolder wines, your cabs, etc., you have the appellation of Torassi. You have the underrated Aglianico del Vetture. These are great wines to try and get to know. Of course, Negro Amaro, which you see in Salento in southern Puglia, featured in Salice Salentino. Primitivo, of course, one of everybody's favorite grapes. You probably know it as Zinfandel, but originally it's a Croatian grape, and it made its way from Croatia to a whole bunch of different places in the globe, and one of the places it did make its way is down in Puglia, and there it is called Primitivo. But if you're a fan of Zinfandels and other big, you know, juicy reds, try Primitivo. It's wonderful, and we have an organic one that's still under $20 and killer. Sardinia, obviously, as I mentioned, is turning out a lot of really nice stuff. You're starting to see a little bit of it, some rosés, some whites especially. Then, of course, you have Sicily, which is a whole country unto itself. Not only does it, I mean, it bears the scars and monuments of countless civilizations that have been, you know, run at rampant, from Greek temples, Moorish fortresses, Roman everything. You're getting a lot of extraordinarily interesting viticulture on the slopes of Mount Etna, which, again, wonderful volcanic soil, a lot of really interesting natural farming happening there, very little need for any sort of chemical intervention because it's so dry and wonderful up there. Down a little bit more on the slopes, you're seeing grapes like Frappato, Nero d'Avola, Nerello Mascalese, wines that can easily match up to the finest, you know, Burgundies, Nebbiolos, etc. In the world. The other thing that's from Sicily that no one ever really thinks about is Marsala, right? And everybody loves chicken Marsala or veal Marsala or whatever. And the stuff that you can probably, you know, you're buying in the grocery stores for, you know, $5 or $6 from California or whatever it is obviously not real Marsala. It's, you know, meant for basically throwing in your food and nothing else. But if you're ever curious, we do here at Bangor Wine and other good wine stores will carry actual Marsala from Marsala, and they make it dry and they make it sweet. And you can try that out, and it's not an expensive wine at all. So might be kind of a fun way to work something a little more exquisite into your recipes. I'm sure I am out of time. Carrie, how are we doing?
We have just over a minute left.
Just over a minute. Fantastic. Well, then I will say that next week we will be moving on into North America, I believe. If I'm wrong, then I'll make up something else about Italy. I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about Greece. I have no gauge of what day it is or what day it'll be next Tuesday. If anybody out there listening is anything like me right now, you understand completely why. Otherwise, get the shot, mask up, be cool to everybody, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Eric. We'll see you then. Right, the shop is now open again. Stop in.
All righty. Cheers.
Message in the Bottle, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company brings it your way every Tuesday at this time.